time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I've got Melissa Jepson and Jan Young, all part of a big Carbon Community Christmas concert going on December 10th at 7 p.m. That's a Sunday evening. There's an opportunity for you if you want to be a part of this and sing with the choir. They are looking for more voices. There's always room for more voices. Or if you want to just go and check it out, there are also opportunities in the choir or in the crowd there that everyone will be allowed to kind of sing along and those kinds of things. I don't think anybody's going to tell you can't sing if you're sitting in the crowd at a choir concert. Melissa and Jan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here, Dave.
Thanks for having us.
So let's jump in and really talk about this. This is the 16th annual community Christmas concert. This is not to be confused with the Messiah at all. It's completely and totally separate. So, Melissa, let's talk with you for just a moment about the background on the concert and everything like that, and kind of how you guys all put this together all those years ago.
Well, and Jan can jump in and help, too. So in 2005, Father Courtney Shucker of Ascension St. Matthews and Brian Peterson of the LDS North Stake. We're talking, I think, and having a conversation.
Father Courtney was there for a doctor's appointment with Dr. Peterson. And both of them have an extensive background in music. Courtney was actually a professional organist for the Episcopal Church in California. And Dr. Peterson
played in symphonies. He's a bassoonist. Very talented.
In the Messiah concerts.
Yes, absolutely.
So they just kind of got their heads together and said, wouldn't that be great? You know, we get the community here to have a community Christmas concert. Besides, you know, we know we have the Messiah, but this is just something a little bit different than what the Messiah entails.
Yeah, much more community focused, where it can just be, you don't have to be a trained musician to participate. And I think our goal, we revised it over the first few years. We had separate choirs. That was a little bit chaotic to try and get people up and down. So we just kind of came up with the system where we have one choir and we trade off with the congregational singing and some narration to kind of link it together, and just a really nice way for the community to come together and celebrate Christmas.
And that was one thing that I was going to bring up is, I'm looking here at the program, and that's what you guys do. You sing a couple of songs, and then you'll have some narration to talk about the songs and kind of link everything together and bring
exactly.
it all together like that.
Yeah.
So it's actually kind of nice to have that. And then you also have, as you said, the big choir, and then the congregation can sing along with everyone as well. So as far as the choir is concerned, though, I was making the statement that you guys are always looking for more voices.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You make practices very simple and very easy, don't you?
Yeah, and the music is not nearly as complicated as the Messiah, so we use pretty user-friendly music. We're going back to some of our favorites from years past, and really anybody could come in if they love to sing and be a part of it.
All right, and as far as practices, are they on Sunday nights, late in the evening, later in the evening? Not late, but later?
Yeah, so the last three Sundays of November at 5 o'clock, we're at the White LDS Stake Center across from Washington Park on 100 East.
Okay.
And we practice from 5 to 6:30. We have five choir numbers. Jan and I take turns leading the choir, and we practice. We have those three practices, and then we have kind of a touch-up practice on Thursday, December 7th at 7, and then the performance is the 10th.
And that is all going to go down the 10th, and it will be there at the Stake Center
same
as
place.
Well, right?
Yeah, and that's where we've had it in the past. We decided to leave it there so that it was familiar.
So you've got all that going on, and if anyone is interested, is this just a matter of, hey, you know what, bring your voice with you and show up?
Just show up, yep.
And we also have the five congregational songs that we do sing too, and they're very familiar.
Yeah.
I mean, like Joy to the World and What Child Is This? Contemporary, some are, you know, way back in the 17th century.
More traditional.
More traditional, yes.
But that's the thing too, is Melissa and I were talking before we did this. This is like a few songs, you know, these songs here, it's great to get all the denominations together.
Yes.
And to just enjoy that. It doesn't need to be this denomination or that denomination. Mm-hmm. It's Christmas. And if you're Christian, at the base of most Christian religions is Jesus and Christmas. And so everybody can kind of agree on that, and we get along there and have this big choir where everybody gets together. And you said 500?
Well, I think in years past we've had upwards of between the choir and if you've been in that building, it goes almost all the way back to the stage. We averaged, you know, 400 to 500 people. So it's, and if you love to sing with the big group, you know, that's a great place.
You
to
can
do
make
it.
No mistakes.
Yeah, exactly.
that's
and
true.
We'll give you cookies and punch after.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
And there's no auditions needed to be a part of the choir.
No, we don't do any auditions.
So that's the great thing. So every Sunday in November, is that how it is now?
Well
the last three. When do they start?
So Sunday, November 12th. We do the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. We do make you come sing after Thanksgiving. You got to work off the turkey. and then Thursday, December 7th, we do just a one-hour run-through, kind of touch things up a little bit. And then the night of the concert, we come at 6, get the choir warmed up, and then the concert's at 7.
All right. So you've got plans now, as you said.
Yes.
The 3rd is the Messiah.
The 3rd is the Messiah.
This one's on the 10th. The community Christmas concert will be on the 10th. So that should get you in the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely. And
that's what we get from the community, too, because I've had probably 10 people this past week. Are you bringing back the concert?
Yes.
You said our Christmas season really doesn't start until we've been to this concert. So it's just really great that, you know, they look forward to this.
Mm-hmm. And that was one thing that Melissa brought up, too, when we were talking about it, is, you know, you missed the 2 years with COVID. Mm-hmm. And then the last year, you just couldn't get people together to get it ready to roll.
It just didn't come together. Yeah, but this year it has.
So this year it's back and going to be a great time. Once again, December 10th, 7 p.m. That is a Sunday at the Stake Center there by Washington Park. It is the Carbon Community Christmas Concert, the 16th annual, we're calling this one.
Yep.
Yes. Melissa and Jan, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.